she told him. No way, Jim Anderson interjected. At 91, he wanted to remain in the woodsy Minnesota cottage he and his wife had built on the shore of Lake Minnetonka, where she had died in his arms just a year before. Arlen had moved from California back to Minnesota 2 decades earlier to be near her parents. Now, in 2013, she was 50-something, and finding that her father's decline was all-consuming. Her father, an inventor, pilot, sailor, and general Mr. Fix-It, started experiencing bouts of paranoia, a sign of Alzheimer's, in his mid-80s. Arlen's house was a 40-minute drive from the cottage, and she had been relying on a patchwork of technology to keep tabs on her dad. She set an open laptop on the counter so she could chat with him on Skype. She installed a camera in his kitchen and another in his bedroom so she could check whether he had fallen. When she read about a new elder care service called Care.Coach a few weeks after broaching the subject of a nursing home, it piqued her interest. For about $200 a month, a computerized avatar controlled remotely by a human caregiver would watch over a homebound person 24 hours a day. Arlen paid that much for just 9 hours of in-home help. She signed up immediately.